Welcome to another episode of What Up Dude. I'm your host, Dude. New year, new podcast. Woo-hoo! Oh yeah, we have a new theme. You just heard it. What did you think of the theme?
I like it. It's like, I feel like it's like a 70s song or 80s song.
80s disco, high on cocaine. That's what I was going for.
I do like the wording in the other one. It's like, dude. What up, dude?
Well, let's put it up to a debate, guys. Comment if you like the old one or the new one. Let's see what happens. It's 2021. All the possibilities. It's 2021, and we got to do something good to bring in the new year. So we're going to do a big, big tournament of champions. It's going to be broken up into two. So we'll do part one today. Next week, we'll have part two. Winners of both. We'll go head-to-head for the ultimate fast food restaurant. What do you think of fast food?
I like fast food. Fast food is the pinnacle of the United States.
God bless America, baby. But you heard her. She talked before she was introduced. She's the one, the only, the one that says, fish are not pets, it's fish.
You're going to keep introducing me like that. I'm not going to come on the show.
She keeps saying that, but she keeps coming on. And everyone loves it.
Yeah.
So, what we did here was I did 32 restaurants. I broke them up to 16. I placed a random order, so it's random. So there's no
32 restaurants.
Yeah, 16.
Wow. Yeah. Like, are they like Chili's and Applebee's?
They are.
You consider those fast food?
No. It's not Applebee's or anything. This is more fast food. Like, we have some. You'll hear the ones we have on today. Next week. It's a little dicey. There is no Chili's or anything. I'm more fast food. I find that more casual dining. Like Chili's or Applebee's.
It is casual.
Which I don't like.
I mean, like, you dine in.
Yeah, this is more like you could take your car, eat in your car, take it home.
I think any fast food restaurant is anything that has a drive through.
A couple of these don't have a drive through though.
Like what?
Well, we'll see. Huh? All right. Not many. But, you know, 90% of these, I think one doesn't have a drive through. But yes. These were put at random, so there is no particular order in this one. But we got some good matchups this first round. I was very surprised. The fate has blessed us with some good matchups. Mm-hmm. Maybe some upsets. Mm-hmm. So let's get this started. You ready to get this started?
I am.
All right, we're going to number one. First matchup. Good old DQ. Dairy Queen. Oh, man, I love me some tasty treats. And that's going up against... one of the better Mexican food restaurants, if you don't get sick and die from it, Chipotle! It's Chipotle versus Dairy Queen. And this is the one restaurant
that doesn't,
have a drive-thru. Actually, there's two that don't have a drive-thru. Three.
Chipotle's like high-end fast food.
You thinking high-end?
I think it's very high-end fast food.
And you gotta go in there.
Because it comes with like the burrito, and then it comes with a bowl, and different stuff.
Different stuff, like almost a sub.
Their burritos are very like high quality, like they're huge.
Yeah.
Versus like if you went to Taco Bell, the burritos are tiny.
All tiny.
You gotta get like six, and then the quality of food that actually goes in it is real.
Yeah, they cook right in front of you the meat food and stuff. Yeah.
High-end.
I like how it's like a sub shop kind of, where you can pick and choose what you want on it.
You know what I don't like? Oh, it's windows. No, why? It's so insecure. It makes you very insecure to eat. Because your people are like, well, at least the one by the mall.
That's by the one by our hometown, there's one with a lot of windows. And I gotta say, that's because they want to entice you to come in. They want people to see on the street.
They want people to see you eating.
Not eating. They want to see you choosing the items and then making your burrito.
Oh, I think the way they have their seating, you're sitting in the window.
Yeah. So it makes you look like you're enjoying the stuff. They look in and like, oh.
Yeah, watching you eat.
Yeah, it's psychological.
How awkward.
It's psychological.
It's right. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like people to watch me eat.
That's one mark against Chipotle.
Because when your food is good, you eat like a monster. You don't eat delicately.
Oh, yeah. And those burritos, they break pretty easy.
They do. Give them that. Their tortillas are thin, but like stretchy. Oh, that makes sense. Like thin, but pliable.
Yeah. Wait, what's your order when you go to Chipotle?
My main order is like a burrito. I get a burrito so I know what I'm putting in it. But then Brenda at work, she had
her coworker.
Quesadilla. A chicken quesadilla. It was pretty good. And it was huge. They used the tortillas they used to wrap the burrito, so it was huge.
Yeah.
And she only ate like 2 slices of it, so she shared it with the office. It was pretty good. I can't tell though. You know, sometimes when you eat something and it's not yours and it just tastes better.
Yeah.
Like it's, I haven't gone and got my own because I'm like, forbidden. Yeah, like watch when I get my own, it's not going to be as good as when I...
Because it's forbidden pleasure. Or maybe it's just because you just had a little bit of it. Too much of it could be a unga pachka. A little too much. All right, let's go from hot Mexican eats to some cold Dairy Queen treats.
Gosh, are we considering, like, are we taking Dairy Queen as a whole? We're as in, like, the ice cream,
food. Now, the food... Chipotle wins the food battle.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk food. Food is... I mean, come on. You know, you're obviously not going to choose Chipotle over a burger from DQ.
Yeah, or chili. Are the chili cheese dogs not that bad?
I don't trust any place that serves chili that's not supposed to serve chili. Like, if McDonald's was like, now we have chili. No. The fuck are you doing? You're not having chili at McDonald's? What? No, like Wendy's chili, it's because they started out with chili already. So, I mean, like, it kind of works. Sense. Yeah, it makes sense. It's a good item to have.
It makes sense. It's a fire and ice kind of thing. Like, get your hot chili and then cool
it's a down. Chili dog.
Yeah.
You don't go
it's to... It's all American. Chili dog.
You don't go to any place to get something else that they're not supposed to be serving. For example, you don't go to McDonald's and ask them for a pizza. All right? McDonald's serving pizza. Do that. McDonald's serves pizza.
But they did this.
McDonald's is a hamburger place. So you're trying to go to McDonald's. Who's going to McDonald's for a pizza? You go to Pizza Hut.
They did
or you go
it.
To Domino's. Or you go to Dion's. You go someplace that is known for serving pizza. You don't go for their side options. That's so awkward. So you don't go to Dairy Queen for a chili cheese dog.
Saying,
you go to Wiener Schnitzel.
You're saying we're going to Dairy Queen just for plain old ice cream.
It's Dairy Queen. This one time when we and Steph were in college, we went to the Dairy Queen. Why are you doing that?
Not many people know who they are.
So we went to the Dairy Queen across the street, and they were out of ice cream. Your Dairy Queen. That's your thing. Hamburgers and ice cream. How do you run out of ice cream?
Well.
That's your thing. It's your whole thing. How was that the one thing you didn't put in an extra order of?
Yeah, that's right. Let's talk about ice cream. Soft serve. What's your take on it?
Soft serve's like...
Dairy Queen.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, I fully acquit at least 50 pounds of gained weight to when I was working at Dairy Queen. Because I worked in the chill option.
Oh, we have ourselves... an insider here. She knows all the dirtiness of DQ.
It's actually legit cream. It's legit. Like, it comes in, like, really big bags, and you have to fill up the machine with it. It's legit cream, and it gets swirled into the machine, and then it comes out the soft serve. Like, legit. Their waffle cones are legit. We had to make those every day.
Ooh, man.
So, waffle cones are 100% legit. They get made, like, in-house. Snickers and everything, it comes like you gotta chop it and everything. Like, if I had to acquit it, like, their ingredients are fresh. Like, you would never
processed,
like,
fresh.
Right. Yeah. So, like, they go, like, you would never go and expect to get artificial chocolate or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, or something that tastes like artificial. Like, the chocolate ice cream there, if you had ever had chocolate ice cream at Dairy Queen, you haven't lived. It's the best stuff.
And many
world.
Places don't offer the chocolate bread.
They don't.
They got the dipped.
And I think it's because not a lot of people know. So, like, when we would do our machines, half chocolate, half vanilla, people were just getting regular stuff because they didn't know we had chocolate.
They didn't know the secret.
The second they knew we had chocolate, they changed their option to chocolate.
Yeah.
They would get, like, chocolate dipped cones.
Ooh, that's what's up.
Yeah. Chocolate on chocolate.
I'm a dilly bar guy. I love me a dilly.
The dilly bars? And, even their ice cream cakes, are we made those, like, fresh. Like, if it's not in the freezer and you make a ordered one, like, you would have to make it. Like, I've made a couple ice cream cakes before.
I think this comes down to, I'm leaning towards Chipotle. Just because you could do one, it's the best fast food restaurant. You can't have half and half great.
Ah, but like, I feel like the ice cream is so great, It wins.
It can't, because Chipotle does one thing consistently well.
You know what I don't like at Chipotle? Their guac. They do not make good guac. It's very generic. And I know it's made in-house, but, I mean, it's white people guac. They ain't got no flavor there.
Yeah, because they mainly serve white people.
Yeah, I know. And it's white people guac. There's a couple
of things. Is that a notch against Chipotle?
Yeah. I don't like the guac. I mean, you're going to serve Mexican food, you got to have good salsa and you got to have good guac.
The salsa's not bad. Corn salsa. That's what
See? White people shit.
You're saying the ice cream is so good,
the ice cream is
it outweighs the semi-good food.
It's good for what it serves, but you ain't gonna tell me that their steak is always, like, fresh.
It's not.
We've had some dry steak.
We've
had some greasy chips.
But we've agreed that the food at Dairy Queen
Their ice cream ever been bad? Has their ice cream part ever been bad? No.
I think I'm...
You didn't think you knew that?
Yeah, probably. But I think we guys gotta go... I think you swayed me.
Dairy Queen, I mean, DQ, the ice cream
with possibly the upset. This might be an upset to some people, but DQ is moving on. Now this one, we're getting some Chinese and we're getting some Italian. This matchup is Panda Express versus Domino's. The other restaurant.
I thought you were going to say like Olive Garden or something.
No. That's not fast food at all.
When you said Italian, I went pasta.
You got to go pizza. You think fast food Italian, it's pizza.
I thought pasta. I thought, I was like, who's fast food that serves pasta? There's me and Olive.
Well, Domino's does sell pasta.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's not that good.
You don't like their pasta? No. I used to get their chicken Alfredo one. It's pretty banging. Pretty banging for a lunch.
I think this is clear cut. Panda Express beats Domino's. Panda Express has better options. Better food. I haven't been disappointed more than I have been disappointed by Domino's.
That's true. They got some honey walnut shrimp that's pretty bomb.
Yeah, the noodles are consistently good. I've been to multiple locations.
I've always been a fan of Domino's cheese pizza.
Yeah, but
especially Domino's ham. But, and now they don't serve that anymore.
But you can just... There's inconsistencies. I've had some bad pizza from Domino's. Bad wings,
you get like the external stuff. Again, you don't go to Domino's for the side stuff.
Yes,
you want to sit there and complain about Domino's wings. Domino's is primarily pizza. Well, so pizza, if you had some bad wings, ain't on Domino's because that ain't their specialty.
I've had some not so great... I've never been disappointed by Panda Express. That's all I'm saying. Orange chicken, iconic. The little panda guy is iconic.
Fine. I agree with you. I'm just saying, you can't get mad at Domino's for having bad wings. That's not what they do.
Well, they can offer it then. That's all I gotta say about that. Next one. I know this one's gonna be a hard one. When I saw the random picked up for this one, I knew this was gonna be tearing at your heart. We got the one and only Jack in the Box versus the Bell. Taco Bell. Jack in the Box versus Taco Bell. Now, this one's a clear-cut winner for me, but I know you have some opinions on both of
them. This is like the battle of the drunk nights. Like, what do you prefer on a drunk night?
Taco Bell, hands down.
No, Jack in the Box.
No!
Oh, you gotta be shitting me. You gotta be... You've obviously never been that drunk to want Jack in the Box tacos.
I've never wanted Jack in the Box ever.
How dare you?
Over a Taco Bell?
Okay.
Over a... You know,
the reason I'm choosing Jack in the Box is because Jack in the Box does something that you wouldn't expect them to do, and it's amazing.
Are you talking about egg rolls?
I'm talking about the egg rolls. Jack in the Box? Really? You're going to Jack in the Box for what? You're going to Jack in the Box for a hamburger? You're going for like a taco or something? And then they throw in an egg roll, and that egg roll is amazing.
Let's talk tacos.
Amazing.
Taco Bell has the better taco, even though it's not all the percent. It's not 100% ground beef.
It's not.
That's okay.
It's not. I've worked at Taco Bell too.
Jack in the Box is like literally not even meat.
You get
it's
a
paste.
Taco.
It's
and
paste.
You, and you, it's beans,
it's
I think.
Paste.
I think it's beans.
It's paste.
You
open
get
that thing up.
And you put a little Jack in the Box sauce in
it. Looks like baby diarrhea on a tortilla.
No. I think like if I had to, if somebody said, oh, do you want Jack in the Box or do you want Taco Bell? I'm saying, first of all, Taco Bell is so stupid. It got rid of like a bunch of hot items. I'm not going to Taco Bell ever again. I've told you this before. They got rid of the grilled stuffed burrito. They got rid of the Mexican pizza. And then they're taking out the Mountain Dew Baja Blast Freeze. Those are the three main things I go to Taco Bell for. And they're gone now. They're gone. So you want me to go to Taco Bell so I can get a shelf full of lettuce?
Because they have the most...
You want me to go to Taco Bell and pay $1.29 for a shell of lettuce?
They have the best...
I don't think so.
...food item in fast food. The cheesy gordita crunch. That not is the everybody... best... fast food, and that just hands down puts it over
Jack in the Box. Have you ever had a burger in
Jack in the Box? It's disgusting.
How dare you?
Curly, I'll give them, they get good curly fries.
Everything in Jack in the Box beats Taco Bell hands down. No way. And on top of that, you don't get the poops after.
Oh! No, you got the fiery hot sauce, you got the cheesy gordita
crunch. The only thing I like there now is the sauce.
You get a bunch of tacos?
No. The burritos are subpar, full of beans. It's just beans and tortilla.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, no. At the end of the day, they got rid of a lot of stuff. I gotta choose Jack in the Box. I have more items at Jack in the Box that I would rather order than items at Taco Bell.
No wait.
I choose Jack in the Box.
No. Let's talk breakfast.
Taco Bell. Ew. Neither one of those places should you ever get breakfast at. But even if I had to choose, I would go to Jack in the Box.
I think we're gonna have to do the patent pending. Fate.
Flip a coin.
I don't have a coin.
I have a coin flip
app. Okay, let's open the coin flip app. Heads, Jack in the Box. Tails, Taco Bell. And if Jack in the Box wins, this is a major upset.
What do you want to flip a?
Let's do a Canadian dollar.
A Canadian dollar?
Yeah.
Do I have one? I don't.
Well, let's just
I have a quarter, a nickel, a dollar. The one with the...
Let's do a dollar!
A dime or a penny?
Dollar. We're going big money here because this is a big decision. And the coin is being flipped. Heads, Jack in the Box. Tails, Taco Bell.
My phone's being really weird.
Oh, the phone's being weird.
What the heck? Oh my god.
I'm telling you, Taco Bell's meat. Hands down, is there anything.
Taco Bell meat?
The meat alone!
No!
The meat alone is better than anything on Jack in the Box.
Glitching bad.
Well, I guess we just have to rock, paper, scissors for it.
We're not rock, paper, scissoring because that's not fair. It's not a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, it's a 50-50.
There we go. My phone's back. You know, I think I need a new phone. This is not working out for me at all. Anyways, who's doing heads? Who's doing tails?
Heads will go Jack in the Box. Tails is Taco Bell.
Okay.
This point is being flipped.
Heads, baby!
With the stunning upset.
Jack is in the box. Jack is in the box, baby.
Man, that's disappointing. That actually is a disappointing thing.
I thought
Bell was gonna go deep.
When you think about fast food,
I think of Taco Bell.
When you think about, like, somebody says, "What do you want to eat?" You never say Taco Bell.
If I had an option,
well, you never say Taco Bell.
All right, guys. Next one up. It's time to build your own sandwich. We're talking Subway. Yeah. We're talking...
healthy fast food.
We're ish.
It's healthy.
Ish.
It depends on what you get.
And the lesser great Taco Bell's competitor, Del Taco.
You know, I've never had Del Taco.
I've had Del Taco twice, and it doesn't hold a candle to Taco Bell. There, I said it. Come at me. Taco Bell should have fucking won.
Don't be bitter.
I'm a bitter bitch.
Bitter.
I'm a bitter bitch. Put me in a cocktail because I'm bitter.
Shut up.
Let's talk Subway. Because obviously Subway's
Subway.
Everywhere.
No, I'm like, Subway. Eat fresh. Subway. There's nothing better than eating fresh. Subway makes you feel full and good about yourself. No matter what you get.
That's true. But the meat's not that high quality.
It's not.
It's not.
But the aspect, it should be, but it's all right.
It's not the greatest.
It's sandwich meat.
It's sandwich meat.
It's not like we're watching it being cut like fresh in the deli.
Sandwich meat. The bread's sandwich made meat. There.
The bread sells it.
Yeah. All right, guys. We're going to the next one. This one's a big one. This side of the bracket is crazy. We got KFC versus Chick-fil-A. You're not even getting KFC.
Chick-fil-A. It's God's chicken. Are you joking? You're going against God right now?
Yes.
It's God's chicken. Chick-fil-A is God's chicken.
No.
There's no better.
It's a good chicken sandwich. But I got more options at KFC. Have you ever had a famous bowl?
It's very salty.
Oh my, salty.
It is.
It's everything you want. Aren't they salty?
Sometimes the chicken, you never know what kind of chicken you get. Either it's going to be chicken that's been sitting in the gravy too long so it's soggy, or it's like super hard, crispy, break your gums chicken.
Let's just talk chicken. Let's talk Rash Tech.
Chick-fil-A! Chick-fil-A! I guarantee you, I wholeheartedly believe that Chick-fil-A kills their chickens in-house. That's how fresh that shit is.
It's a good chicken. I want to give a fighting chance to KFC. What is wrong with
KFC? KFC doesn't have a fighting chance.
They can feed a family.
It's fried chicken. For 20 bucks. You can get fried chicken anywhere.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. There's Church's Chicken. There's Golden Pride. I can get fried chicken at the store. At the snack bar. See, I can make fried chicken at home.
I can make fried chicken at home. I can get a chicken sandwich anywhere.
Not that kind of quality chicken. Let me tell you. That's quality chicken. That's like straight from the breast of the chicken. That's real chicken breast there. I trust that chicken more than I trust the actual chicken that I buy at the store. It's God's chicken.
I wanted to...
Have you read their spicy chicken?
Yeah, it's pretty damn good.
You see God after eating the most underrated item there.
Avocado ranch. That avocado ranch.
Was that what you got for your nuggets?
Yeah, it's really good.
They do have a wide variety too. They have nuggets. You like the nuggets?
I like the
mac and cheese now.
The mac and cheese is better than KFC's.
Everything there is very wholesome and it's fresh. Like you feel like someone's mama's in that kitchen.
All right.
That's Chick-fil-A.
I try to put up a fight for KFC just for the record. Just for the principle of the Colonel.
Colonel's gotta go. Right. Colonel's been kicked to the curb.
This one might be the biggest one of the night.
Why?
We got McDonald's versus the King. Burger King!
Ooh, that is a good face-off.
I know.
That's how it came up randomly.
It came up randomly. I did not plan this. I was like, oh my God. I know. These two could have been at the end if they were in separate opposite.
That's true. If you're going to do the one with Tony.
Let's go Brass Tacks. Fries. McDonald's has the better fries. When I was a child, Burger King had great fries. They changed up the recipe.
How do you change up a recipe for French fries?
They do. They lost a little.
It's all potato.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Burger it's King all used, potato, eh?
Used to get that like a thin recipe, coating.
All no, potato. No.
Burger King used to have a thin coating, like a breading on there, and it made it so addicting. And then they fucked it up and got these fucking fries.
I can't believe you just changed the recipe. Yeah.
But look it up. They changed the recipe. They changed the recipe. No, I'll give them back. I'll give Burger King this. They have better burgers.
Their burgers have that grilled taste. That's why. It's like you were grilling outside.
Frame broiled. But I don't know. I think this. I want to pull for Burger King, but I think McDonald's just has too many options and they're too big.
I think McDonald's is too fries, much of a staple.
Fries. I. You can't beat their fries. Their fries are the best fries in the game.
What fry is
better than a McDonald's fresh fry?
I like a lot of Whataburger's fries.
A lot of fries. That's a local chain if you're not from New Mexico.
I like Whataburger's.
No.
Burger King also has some decent fries.
They used to have good fries.
Arby's.
You talking curly? Oh, my God. I'm talking curly over the hot, fresh McDonald's fry.
I don't know. People always have this debate about the fries. Like, whose fries do you like better?
McDonald's.
Honestly, I don't eat fries by themselves. I always pair a fry with whatever food I'm eating. So I have to eat it with something. And I have to tell you, when I eat Burger King, I prefer the fries with the burger.
I am stunned because you are, and little known fact, your father are big, big McDonald's advocates. And I can't believe you're turning... You're back on McDonald's.
What is that supposed to mean? I'm out there preaching the word of McDonald's?
Yes.
What did you ever see me do that?
When I have,
let's just say this. McDonald's is the king of fast food. All right? There's one everywhere. It's the common, like when you think fast food, you think of McDonald's instantly. It's the king. It's definitely out there. It's definitely one of those. It's high up there. In like the ranks of number one fast food. They do get some stuff wrong though. I mean, sometimes you order a double cheeseburger and it comes super salty. Sometimes you get it and there's just an over amount of ketchup, an over amount of mustard. I mean, McDonald's in and of itself gets orders wrong all the time. I mean, I think like they're the ones out of every fast food restaurant I've ever eaten at that have got my order wrong multiple times.
That is true. Let's talk turkey. Let's talk breakfast.
McDonald's.
Yeah, McDonald's is better breakfast.
Yeah.
A crisp sandwich cannot beat a sausage egg McMuffin.
Well, I don't like sausage there. But a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, that'll put some rocks in your socks.
What?
Rocks in your socks.
Okay. What are we, from the 30s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rocks in the socks.
So what do you say? Where are you going?
You know where I'm going.
I mean, like, you keep with that allegiance up?
I do like Burger King. I mean, their food definitely tastes a lot more fresh.
You made a big case for Burger King. You're still making a big case for Burger King.
Because they're good. They're pretty good. I mean, like, Burger King is the only place that I will actually get mayonnaise on my burger. Like, I let that shit slide. I hate mayonnaise. Hate mayonnaise on a sandwich, on a burger, on French fries, like the way you eat it, on a hot dog. I hate mayonnaise. I hate the taste of mayonnaise. It's gross. It's nasty.
Crazy. That's crazy.
But on a Whopper,
that's insane.
It works.
That statement is the most insane statement you've ever said in your life.
Why?
That mayonnaise is gross.
Mayonnaise is gross. Yeah, it's gross.
It's food loop. Let's everything go down nice and
easy. Like, so what are we talking here? Which one I prefer?
Which one do you think is the better
fast food? Or which one do I think is the better fast food?
Better fast food.
Like quality?
Quality, atmosphere. Burger King. With the upset!
Quality? I mean, like, Burger King? McDonald's is just... It's patties.
It's there.
They're on a grill. I've worked at McDonald's as well.
Oh, another insider job.
You put all the patties on this. It's like a burger press. Like, you put all the patties on there, and then they bring down a top, and then it just cooks them. You know, their fries are okay, but
the fries are the best fries in the game.
Sure, a lot of fries are frozen fries, but
they're the best fry in the game.
I mean, even their nuggets. Wendy's has better nuggets than McDonald's.
I would have to say yes. So I think,
and I know a lot of people like their chicken fries.
They do. People do love chicken fries.
I just had to go off of quality. Like, if somebody was like, "Hey, do you want a double cheeseburger or do you want a Whopper?"
I'm choosing a Whopper with cheese.
I'm choosing a Whopper with cheese.
Lettuce,
tomato, onion, in that order.
Say no more.
Say no more.
We're going Burger King with the huge.
That was a huge upset.
Only
because when you think about quality, you gotta think about quality. And McDonald's isn't quality.
McDonald's
is a pretty big. What is it called when you give stuff to somebody?
What?
Like, I'm trying to think, like, I don't want to say like commitment, but like it's a big con something. I know it starts with a con.
Commitment?
Contributor. It's a big contributor to obesity. McDonald's.
This is everything. This whole list.
I mean, you don't go to McDonald's. You don't go to McDonald's on a paper.
I'm getting diabetes reading this.
You don't go to McDonald's for quality. You go to McDonald's for speed and convenience.
Mm.
That burger's small enough to fit in your hand and eat it as you drive. The nuggets are convenient. They come in 20 pieces.
Pop it.
Pop them as you drive. You go for convenience.
All right. Well, you heard it here first, guys. Burger King pulled the upset. Now we're on to Texas' own Whataburger. Whataburger, known in Texas and here and some other places. Whataburger versus the Louisiana Kitchen. We're talking Popeyes, baby. Popeyes, baby.
You know how that weird? They're both orange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was random, too.
Whataburger.
I hate Popeyes. And that's been a...
I hate Popeyes.
You hate mayonnaise, you hate Popeyes.
I hate Popeyes.
You hate me.
I hate Popeyes.
You hate me, basically.
I hate Popeyes.
Popeyes has...
Goodbye, Popeyes.
Has great mashed potatoes. They have great
Goodbye,
chicken.
Popeyes.
No way.
I hate Popeyes. I absolutely hate Popeyes. I 100% choose Whataburger.
But they make you wait so long.
Because it's fresh. You've told me that hundreds of times. As I'm sitting in line and I'm complaining about the wait, you've always told me they're making everything in there fresh.
Yeah. But I want some good fried chicken. I want some Popeyes.
If this was a battle of fried chicken, maybe, but it's not. It's a battle of fast food.
Mm.
And I hate Popeyes.
I know you do.
If they have too much seasoning, I mean, what, like, I'm just gonna seasoning. Like, who's red beans and rice?
Oh, that's my gross. It's delicious.
That's gross.
It's delicious.
That's gross.
Everyone loves red beans and rice.
Honestly, Popeye's chicken is just another chicken franchise.
No, it is not. Okay, I would choose churches.
Get over Popeye's.
Out of here. Get out of here.
Popeye's is just another fried chicken place. Popeye's. Everybody makes fried chicken. Again, I can go to the store and make fried chicken. I can make fried chicken here at my home.
Popeye's is in Little Nicky. That's all I gotta say. Case closed.
I choose Whataburger.
Why?
Because it's...
you just hate Popeye's so much?
Popeye's is nasty.
Popeye's not nasty.
Popeye's is nasty. It's nasty fried chicken. It's not even healthy for you.
Neither is Whataburger.
Yeah, but if I had to choose something over, you know, if I had to choose less evil, it's Whataburger.
I can't bring my... Whataburger makes you wait too long.
Whataburger's making everything fresh.
The fries are no good. They're garbage.
They're sure. They don't have very good
garbage.
Fries, but their burger covers 100%.
That burger is hit and miss with
burger
me.
Covers 100%.
I cannot be disappointed in Popeyes. I've never been disappointed in
Popeyes. I've been very disappointed at Popeyes. I've been extremely disappointed. As a matter of fact, Popeyes makes me go, ugh. Hey, Popeyes.
We got to go to
Popeyes should stay
we
in gotta Louisiana. Go to
point. Yeah. Which your stay family has been descended from.
Yeah. And I guarantee you there's better chicken places in Louisiana. Well, my grandma makes better chicken than
obviously.
That.
Obviously. But to the masses, it's not bad.
No.
It's not bad.
No.
Hey.
It's gross.
It's not bad.
It's gross.
We gotta go to the coin.
It's gross. No, we're not going to any coin.
We gotta go to the coin.
It's Whataburger.
I'm gonna be fighting with
it's
you.
It's Whataburger.
You're gonna be fighting with me.
It's Whataburger. It's Whataburger.
No way.
It's Whataburger.
No way.
It's Whataburger.
No way. No way. You got the hot sauce. And you got
it's
the
nasty.
It's not
it's
nasty.
Nasty.
You got the gravy with the little meat
fine.
In it.
Fine. What do you want for heads and tails?
Well, there's two heads.
It's Whataburger.
We'll do Whataburger heads, Popeye's tails. One and two. Here we go. Corn is in the air. Virtually.
It's tails.
It's tails! Because Popeye's...
is nasty.
Is awesome. Popeye's wins. Yeah. Give him some spinach. Because he's getting strong. Last up. This one might be a little hard for you. Wendy's versus Sonic. Where are you going with that?
Sonic.
You're going Sonic over Wendy's?
Sonic has drinks.
The beef cannot be outweighed by God. I knew you were going to bring this argument. I knew you were going to bring this argument. You made complicated orders at Sonic. But Wendy's is pure to heart the best burger place to get burgers.
You know, honestly, they're like a stalemate for me. I could take either or. Like, if somebody said, do you want Wendy's or Sonic? I honestly could take either one.
That's it. Sonic has the great drinks.
They have amazing drinks.
But the food. Man, the food.
Yeah, their burgers aren't that great.
The chili. I love the chili cheese tots, but it gives me heartburn, and I don't feel good eating it. I feel good eating this just Wendy's. You said yourself, the nuggies are better than
McDonald's. I'll go Wendy's with you. I could take either or.
Sorry.
I do like their strawberry lemonade.
It is good. It's better than any.
It doesn't beat their ice cream, though.
People,
I mean, when it comes to Frosties.
People.
And Sonic.
I'm going to have my wife, the lady that said fish are not pets.
I'm going to kill you.
Tell you her most complicated. She's a very simple lady when it comes to ordering. Until she gets to Sonic and she orders this goddamn drink, and I hate repeating it. What is it, babe?
It's not complicated.
What is it?
It's not complicated.
When I first met you, when they had the orange flavor before they moved to the Fanta, what was your order?
It's not complicated.
Go ahead, say it. Say it.
No.
Say the words.
No.
A orange, grape, blue coconut slush.
It was a blue coconut orange cherry grape slush.
Hey, she added, I knew I was going to bait her into it. What the fuck? You know how hard it is to say that?
It's not hard. Blue coconut, orange, cherry, grape slush.
They would get that so wrong 90% of the time.
Because you weren't saying it right. You go, can I get a blue coconut with cherry and with orange and with grape? Like, you got to say it all in one. Blue coconut, orange, cherry, grape slush.
Now you messed it up.
And you say it and... they're like, okay, boop, boop, boop. They add all the flavors. But then you're like, like you're just choosing. Gotta flow.
Gotta flow. That's very complicated. But moving on, what's not complicated. This one is obvious. We got round two. We got DQ versus Panda Express. Panda outweighs the damn soft serve.
I was saying Panda.
I was gearing up for a fight. So
although I do think their ice cream kind of outweighs a little bit of
Panda. No. Panda is delicious. Panda is
satisfying. It's not my go-to for Chinese, but quick Chinese.
Well, quick Chinese. Fast food Chinese.
Quick Chinese, like a Ho's.
Ho's is a local chain. We're talking local. We're talking around the world, baby. And they're the best.
Is Whataburger around the world?
No, but it's pretty regional enough to people know Whataburger. Good. Next up, we got Jack in the Box versus Subway. You want to eat fresh or you want to eat egg rolls?
Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box. But it's more fast food. If we're thinking about fast food and everything, it's fast food.
I hate to say this because I don't like Jack in the Box, but you're right. I gotta go into the Subway. I gotta order it. I gotta unwrap it. If I make it sloppy, I got a sloppy doppy.
I've never been able to eat a sandwich in the car. Never.
Yeah, you get too much stuff. It gets all sloppy doppy. You get it all over your pants. You're trying to wipe your pants. Oh no, don't look. You get hit by a semi. That was my case against Subway. Jesus. Yeah. And you can eat egg rolls with one hand, apparently.
Yeah.
But you can't eat their dog meat tacos. It's dog meat.
It's not. It's beans.
Before we get into another heated discussion, Jack in the Box will go on. Because I think we're going to gear up. All right, next up we got Chick-fil-A versus Burger King.
Chick-fil-A.
Burger King.
Chick-fil-A.
You made a such hard
waffle fries.
Case. You made waffle a hard fries. Case for Burger King so
waffle
much.
Fries.
You've converted me to Burger King.
Yeah, and now it's going up against Chick-fil-A, and Chick-fil-A wins.
I don't know.
Chick-fil-A.
But they have better and more options at Burger King. Get the burger, get the chicken, get chicken fries, get the fries.
It's God's chicken, babe.
I don't know.
It's God's chicken. I have yet to have a bad order at Chick-fil-A. They have never messed up my order, and I have never been unsatisfied.
Have you had a bad order at Burger King?
Yeah. Sometimes Burger King, after I eat Burger King, makes me sick. You know that. Yeah. Chick-fil-A. God's chicken, baby. Shooting straight to the top.
I'll give you this because I feel like I'm gearing up for a big fight in round 3.
Chick-fil-A.
This one is her most hated food, Popeyes versus Wendy's.
Wendy's.
I love Popeyes. I'm a Popeyes guy.
You're going to fight that hard for Popeyes to make it to the second round only to choose Wendy's? You're an asshole. Because you could have very well have just let, what was it going up against?
Whataburger.
You could have let Whataburger win and you didn't choose Wendy's.
Popeyes have a moral victory in mind.
You're an ass.
But it's going up against Wendy's. It's fresh, never frozen beef.
You're an ass. You were going to choose Wendy's either way. It wouldn't have mattered whether you chose Popeyes or Whataburger.
Yeah,
you just wouldn't want
to
let me have it.
I wanted a moral victory for Popeyes to go to the second round.
Popeyes don't deserve a moral victory because Popeyes is nasty. Popeyes is the devil's chicken.
Yeah. And it should have went up against God's chicken and fucking won.
No.
Popeyes. The devil's food.
Either way, you were going to choose Wendy's. That's what I'm trying to make a point of.
Yeah,
it didn't matter for us to sit here and have that 10-minute debate when you were just going to choose Wendy's anyways.
Yeah, it needed a moral victory. You need to get out of the first round.
Yeah.
I would not let it lose to Whataburger. I refuse. Because Whataburger makes you wait too long.
Is that all you have against Whataburger?
Yes. Yes. I want fast food, not food I got to wait 35 minutes for. All right, guys. I feel this one's going to be heated. These next two rounds are going to be heated. Panda Express, Jack in the Box. Panda Express. Ooh. I hate Jack in the Box.
Panda Express.
Holy shit! Oh, I thought we were giving up for a big old fight.
I mean, when I think about it, someone said, you want Panda Express or Jack in the Box, I would go Panda Express.
Yeah, it's just better food. Granted, some of them have drive-thru, some of them don't, but it's always pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Jack in the Box.
Panda E.
Not good. Because the only time you ever want Panda Express is when you're drunk.
You mean Jack in the Box?
Jack in the Box. That's the only time you want it.
No.
We've had it like 3 times. 3 times. In our 7-year being together. I was going to say hiatus. I don't know why I had hiatus. 7-year hiatus.
Being together.
Yeah.
You mean relationship.
Relationship. That's what the word is.
our 70-year being together. I've never seen a relationship again. Now it's just being together.
Yeah, we're been together.
How long have you guys been in a being together?
Yeah, we've been knowing each other.
We've been being together for 7 years now.
All right, guys. Fight of the night. Chick-fil-A, Wendy's.
Chick-fil-A! Wendy's! No!
Fresh, never frozen.
No.
Frosty.
Chick-fil-A!
Dave Chick-fil-A. Thomas. Dave Thomas it's never Chick-fil-A. Hated.
You know damn well it's Chick-fil-A.
Dave Thomas never hated the homosexual community.
Look at me. Look at me. You know damn well it's Chick-fil-A.
No. I know damn well it's Wendy's.
You know damn well it's Chick-fil-A. In your
heart of heart, it's Wendy's.
In my
fresh,
heart of heart?
Never frozen.
If someone said, do you want Chick-fil-A or you want Wendy's?
Wendy's.
You're choosing Chick-fil-A. No,
because I have more options at Wendy's.
I want fresher options at Chick-fil-A.
Wendy's is fresh, what? Never
what
frozen.
What else do you get, Hector? What else do you
nuggets,
get?
The nuggets.
So you telling me the nuggets at Wendy's are better than the nuggets at Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
I watched the you honey melt mustard. As you ate that. What did you just say? Avocado ranch.
Avocado
ranch. Good. I watched you melt as you ate those
honey
nuggets.
Mustard. And with the triple cheeseburger.
It has honey mustard. Chick-fil-A does have honey mustard.
The triple cheeseburger or the Baconator. Baconator is trademarked awesome of... The coin's already flipping.
That's
the coin's
weird.
Already
that's,
flipping.
That's creeping me out.
But yes, why did it flip? Wendy's. Wendy's is 100% better than Chick-fil-A. Main court. Main point. Main
Go.
Point. Main point. Main point. I can get Wendy's on Sunday. Drop the mic. I'm hungover on Sunday. I want Chick-fil-A. No, you can't have Chick-fil-A because they believe in God. No, I want Wendy's. I want Wendy's. That's like,
go
fuck you and your God.
Fuck yourself.
No,
it's Chick-fil-A.
It's
Hector, it's Chick-fil-A.
It's Wendy's.
Stop it.
You stop it.
Stop
it's
it.
Wendy's.
Hector.
It's Wendy's.
No.
It's Wendy's.
No.
It's
Wendy's, soggy ass lettuce.
Soggy
yeah.
lettuce?
Soggy lettuce.
Oh my God.
Soggiest lettuce
no,
because
you
got three fucking patties sitting on top of your
bacon
lettuce.
Bacon cheeseburger. So
soggy.
Iconic. So iconic. Dave
soggy.
Thomas. Dave Thomas. Do you know who
soggy.
Owns Chick-fil-A? You know no, Dave
soggy.
Thomas.
Soggy.
No. It's Wendy's. You know it's Wendy's.
No, it's not. And I'm telling you in my heart of hearts that I am not choosing Wendy's and we're not flipping the coin because you know
no, we
damn
will argue
well.
Like this all night long.
Fine. I don't care. I don't care. I'll wake up tomorrow and argue with this. It's Chick-fil-A.
No, it's Wendy's.
Stop it.
You stop it.
Stop it.
You need to stop.
Stop it.
You need to stop.
You don't have any main points to your argument.
Breakfast. They have
ew.
The bomb breakfast. Baconator's
stop
breakfast.
It.
The Baconator's trademark.
Stop
they have
it.
The Junior Bacon Cheeseburger's trademark. They have great nuggets. They have great sauces. Fresh, never frozen beef.
God.
Dave Thomas.
God.
Dave Thomas.
No.
No
it's
throwing
Chick-fil-A.
Things.
It's Chick-fil-A.
It's Wendy's.
It's Chick-fil-A. Stop talking to me. Stop talking to me. It's Chick-fil-A. It's stop talking to me. Stop looking at me. Stop saying fucking Wendy's. It's Chick-fil-A. Put Chick-fil-A in the next round. We're not arguing about this anymore. It's Chick-fil-A. It's Chick-fil-A. It's Chick-fil-A.
You're just playing God's chicken. You're not even giving good points. Of why
Hector, it doesn't need any backup other than the fact that it's Chick-fil-A.
Nah.
Chick-fil-A, it's waffle fries, it's amazing chicken, it's always fresh. You know what? I don't like white meat. You know I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I hate chicken breasts.
Mm-hmm.
I hate having white meat of a turkey, of a chicken, any kind of white meat. I hate it. You know I do. I love Chick-fil-A. Enough said.
I love Wendy's.
Enough said. Enough said.
The waffle fries are better
let's
than the fries.
Let's take their hottest point and let's take your hottest point and match them up.
Baconator.
Chicken sandwich.
No.
With cheese. Spicy chicken sandwich. The fuck out of here.
Baconator.
The fuck out of here.
Baconator.
Chick-fil-A.
Baconator.
Baconator is nasty.
Oh my God, because you hate bacon now.
What? No, because it's just nasty.
No, it's not.
Who wants three patties and bacon on
it's
top?
It's not three patties, it's two patties.
Either way,
and
it's
six
nasty.
Trips
it's too much. It's too much. It's too much.
It's
too much.
It's not
grease.
Too much.
It's too
it's
much.
It's America
grease.
Right there.
It's too much grease.
It's America
grease.
Right
it's
there.
It's too much
it's America
grease.
In between two buns. Dave
it's a
Thomas.
Heart attack.
Dave Thomas.
It's a heart attack.
Dave Thomas.
We're not talking about this anymore because you're being stupid now.
I can't.
You're being ridiculously dumb.
No. I can't.
It's Chick-fil-A. You want us to, you want to use a lifeline? Let's use a fucking lifeline.
I can use a lifeline. Who are you gonna call?
I'm gonna call your mom. Yeah, because you know she's gonna say Chick-fil-A. Just put Chick-fil-A next.
Call it.
It's Chick-fil-A.
But we're gonna have our first time. We're having. It's a new year. We should have a broker here. Call somebody.
I'll call Chick-fil-A. It's Chick-fil-A.
Call somebody.
It's Chick-fil-A. You brought it up. Okay, now let's talk service.
Oh, we're talking service.
Yeah, let's talk service.
Sunday.
You have never eaten Wendy's on a goddamn Sunday.
But I like the option.
Shut up.
I like the option.
Shut up. You have never eaten Wendy's on a Sunday. You have never eaten Wendy's on an option. What's the point of having that option if you're never going to use it?
I like the option.
Yeah, shut up. Shut up.
I like the option. Call somebody. I don't care who. Call anybody. Call a random number. 1-800-WENDY'S all day, baby.
We're not. It's Chick-fil-A. You're just being dumb now.
I'm being dumb.
Yes, you are.
I am being passionate.
You're being dumb.
Are you going to call somebody?
Because you know damn well that Wendy's does not beat Chick-fil-A.
I know. The beef is fresh.
I'm trying to save you the embarrassment.
Frozen.
I'm trying to save you the embarrassment. You know damn well that beef is always frozen.
It is not. It is fresh. Dave Thomas wouldn't lie to me. The chili is not great. I'll give you that.
Then it's Chick-fil-A. I'm going to knock you out. It's Chick-fil-A. Yeah. You have nothing negative to say about Chick-fil-A other than the fact that it's closed on Sundays. For God, how dare you?
I've talked myself out of it. The fries are no good and the chili's no good.
Move the fuck on, heck. Move the fuck on.
She won. She wore it down. The passion has taken it. Chick-fil-A moving on to the finals. And now we have the finals.
Mama.
Panda Express versus Chick-fil-A. Panda Express. Just because, you know. Fuck us, chicken. Hot take, guys. Fuck us, chicken.
I'm bitter.
Now I'm a bitter bitch. Now I'm a bitter bitch now.
You know what's even worse is that even if you had not chosen Chick-fil-A, you moved Wendy's on, you were gonna choose Panda Express anyways.
No, I didn't choose Wendy's.
No, you would choose Panda Express.
I think Wendy's is fantastic.
You've been a freaking lead for Panda Express this entire time.
Well, because they have options.
Stop with the options.
I want options.
Why? You never choose any other option.
I get
you. Always go and you get the teriyaki. You get the teriyaki chicken.
Mushroom.
You get the orange chicken.
Mushroom chicken.
And you get the mushroom chicken.
I can get the steak. The steak.
You don't ever get the steak.
I get the beef and broccoli.
You, as a matter of fact, have a shrimp allergy, so you can't even get the shrimp there.
Cream cheese ragu.
You get the same stuff every time. You get the same stuff every time. Yeah, what's the point of having options if you're always going to get the same stuff every time?
Kung Pao? Is it the Kung Pao?
If you were a guy that went in there and you always tried something different, I'd be with you. I'd be like, yeah, you know what? They do have options. But whenever we go to Popeye's, what do you get? Fried chicken.
Yeah.
Whenever you go to Panda Express, you just get chicken.
I'm a chicken guy.
Okay?
I'm a chicken
whenever
guy.
We go to Wiener Schnitzel, you just get chili cheese fries.
You say chicken, I'm like, not chicken.
You get chili cheese. There's so many. Every restaurant has an option, and you always get the same one.
Yeah.
So really, you're fighting against your regular menu. So stop saying options.
I like the option to have options.
You sound stupid.
You sound bitter.
I'm not bitter. I know I'm a winner. It's Chick-fil-A.
It's not Chick-fil-A.
It's Chick-fil-A.
They soak their chicken in pickle juice.
I don't understand what the fault is.
You hate pickles.
I love pickles. What? I don't like pickles on a sandwich.
Mark against God's chicken because each one of them have pickles on it.
And you can get it without and they don't shun you.
They should. They shun you underneath their breath.
Hector.
Fish. Felicia.
It's Chick-fil-A. It's Chick-fil-A. You're just being bitter about it. You know damn well that Chick-fil-A is better than Panda Express, even if it's closed on Sundays. It's amazing.
I put up a fight for Panda Express. Let's put that out there, guys. I put it up for a little Panda.
That's just called what it is. The second you put Chick-fil-A in this competition, it was a clear winner. It's clean. It's fresh. It's good. It's affordable. You can eat it on the go. It stays hot until you get home because they put that shit in foil bags, baby. It's amazing. You open it up and it's like they just made it for you. Okay? What we Grubhubbed it and it came hot. I mean like steam hot out the oven. All right? Their mac and cheese, the holiest mac and cheese you ever eaten. Right. Okay? Their nuggets, the cleanest nuggets you've ever eaten. All right? It's all chicken breast and it's deep fried in a way that it's like the oil never touched it. All right?
All right, guys. All right? Part one, Chick-fil-A takes it. Part one, Chick-fil-A. With some stunning upset. We had some stunning upset. We had the big first round of McDonald's and Burger King. Wendy's got ho-bagged by God's Chicken. Taco Bell got his bell rung by Jack in the Box, which I find utterly, utterly insane. Taco Bell should have been in there.
Taco Bell's not real.
It's real enough.
Taco Bell's an illusion. It's like eating cardboard and they're telling you, no, this is hamburger.
It's pretty tasty cardboard. But if you guys liked it, please subscribe to us. Leave comments. Tell us your number one fast food restaurant on these 16. And next week we'll have another guest and we'll have another 16 go at it. But I'm dude. She's the lady that loves God's Chicken.
I love God's Chicken.
And says, fish or not pets.
That's what they serve fish in heaven. All day. Chick-fil-A.
I hope not.
Chick-fil-A, chicken sandwiches, and waffle fries.
I hope not. But if you like the podcast, please subscribe to us on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Breaker, and Breaker Box, I believe. That's what we're on. Like us on Facebook. Like
us in general. Like us in person.
Like us in
life. We're good people.
We're good people.
We'll take you to go eat God's Chicken.
If you want.
Because it's amazing. But who doesn't like Chick-fil-A?
But not on Sundays.
Who doesn't like Chick-fil-A?
Before we take off, I gotta say one thing to Chick-fil-A. Open up on Sundays. Open up on Sundays. No one. It was cute at first. It was cute. Oh, they take our Sundays.
God said on the seventh day rest.
Not in the fast food game, baby. Not in the fast food game. That's all I gotta say.
It's that in life. Seventh day you rest. God. Oh my gosh. Poor Chick-fil-A decided that they wanted to take a break.
Yeah, poor consumer. Anything else you want to add besides God's Chicken?
No.
Got you. And then that's chicken. That's the end. See you guys next week. Goodbye.